This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we are joined by Pittsburgh comedian extraordinaire, Derek Minto.
It's me, Derek Minto.
And the comedian extraordinaire.
Yeah, man, I got extraordinaire. I had to beat up somebody to steal their extraordinaire title. They're dead now. It's fine.
That's good, because you'd hate to have them come back for it.
They probably will. It feels like that's the cycle, you know, constant battle between extraordinaire and debonair. You know, I had to give him my debonair title to take his, but you know, that's how it works.
It's worth it though.
Mm-hmm. How are you two? How's the podcast? How's the old non hanging out with human beings going for you?
Perfect for us.
Yeah.
I don't like hanging out with people that much anyway. So it hasn't really,
A stand-up that doesn't like people? Oh, no.
Yeah,
always blows my mind the amount of stand-ups I know that absolutely loathe human beings, but have picked a profession to please human beings or to lift them up. Well, I don't love lift. It sounds very preachy, but, you know, yes. Like give them some joy, kind of, in a way.
Well, you know, you see my act, so a lot of my act doesn't involve giving joy.
Yeah, but people still laugh, and that's good. They don't necessarily leave warm and fuzzy, but they're like, wow, I learned something. Jeremy Shear's more fucked up than me.
You just look. You can look at him and see that, though.
Well, I don't want to just start casting aspersions in the first 5 minutes. You know, we gotta build up to that before we start breaking each other down physically.
Speaking of casting aspersions, Derek, why do you hate Ohio?
Oh, okay. First of all, I just want to be clear about a couple points. I really want to be super clear. One, there's tons of great stuff and people in Ohio, but the state of Ohio can suck my fat dick. Like, just the state as a concept or an idea, like whatever assholes put together the Constitution and who run the fucking place, they can all eat my shit. That place has been a pain in my ass since I've been 18 years old, and it's an unrelenting shit hellhole as far as I'm concerned. But also, this is not like some weird like Pittsburgh Cleveland beef crap. Like, that's dumb. I love Cleveland. Cleveland's just like different Pittsburgh. Like, you guys, we have rivers, but we've never caught them on fire never as much as you guys. Like, that's impressive. Like, I thought it was like once when like I read that one news story. You guys did it for like a couple years, like 100 times. Like, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Like, and they recreated it for the movie Double Dragon that they shot here.
They shot Double Dragon in there? They shot both the parts of the Avengers and Double Dragon?
Yeah, Avengers, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and I think maybe parts of one of the Infinity movies. But yeah, because the directors are from Cleveland.
Okay. Like, we got the Dark Knight Rises, and it's like, okay, we have a Gotham, we have a certain frigid hellscape quality to Pittsburgh. It was so funny that summer to watch all these people in 95 degree weather standing on street corners and parkas dying.
Oh, like, man.
It was so funny to watch. Like, my work got shut down for a couple days when they were doing all that crap. And so we just, like, my boss is like, you can just hang out and watch if you want. We don't have to work. I'm like, cool, boss, cool.
All right.
So why is Ohio a pain in your ass, though?
Oh, man. Well, so a lot of really shitty things have happened to me in Ohio. let's see. Where the hell should I start? Ohio is the only place I have ever wrecked a car in another state. Kids. Like, when I graduated from high school, my grandma gave me like $500. She's like, you got to use this for college. So what did I do? I jumped the border to go buy a bunch of illegal fireworks, which was a super big deal to him. Now in Pennsylvania, you can do it now. It's like not as cool. But like we jumped the border and I was like, I'm going to spend $250 the day after 4th of July, which is buy one, get one, so I can get $500 worth of fucking fireworks, right? I don't know if you guys don't have to jump the border. You guys can just go willy nilly, just setting off your own firework displays. We can't do that in Pittsburgh. It's fucked up. Do you guys like fireworks? Are you fireworks people?
I have my moments where I enjoy fireworks. I generally like fireworks when it's accidentally shot at somebody and hits them.
Yeah, that's where you live. Like, that's the reason to have them. So you accidentally shoot your friend Kate in the ass with a fucking giant-ass bottle rocket. She's in the middle of her period, and then she tells you about it during a three-hour car trip. That's a personal experience that happened to me once. Whatever. It's fine. But anyway, so me, my neighbor, and his little brother, we cross the border. We go to, like, some Ohio institution, Smother Bees or something. I don't remember. Had lunch. And we go, we buy a ridiculous amount of fireworks. And as we're leaving, we're going down this one backcountry road. And my friend's little brother, who's like considerably younger than us, like we're like 18, he's like 13 or 14. He's like, oh my God, guys, look at this. And he points out the window. And there is a cow that is having sex with another cow. Which is fun, which is just a good fun time to see. You know, you don't see that all the time. We have, you know, we have cows, but they don't fuck in front of us a lot. It's cool that they're open about it in Ohio. But that wasn't the spectacle. Cows hump. That's how it gets done. But now there was a third cow entering the fray that would then just slid up on the backside of that other cow. So it was a cow menage a trois.
Wow.
And we just, you know, just our minds completely blown. Ignore the curve that is in the road. And we drive right the fuck off the side of the road and slammed into a guardrail.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So anyway.
I'm sorry, officer. These three cows were fucking.
Yeah. It was, we told them and they laughed a lot. And then they called us really dumb. And like they lectured us a lot. We're like, we know we're idiots. So I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. We had to get.
I didn't make the cows fuck.
Yeah.
How could you not look? When are you going to see a cow threesome?
Yeah. I mean, the only one in crazy are four. And then at that point, I'm sure our brains would have just, just detonated. So that was the very first. That was a bad cop experience. Also, on our way through the turnpike, you know those barrels? This all happened in like one day. This is the crazy weirdest day. Like, you know when you're coming through the turnpike and there's those barrels with water and like there's a divider? Like, as we were sitting there in traffic, someone slammed into the one right next to us and like blew water all over the car. So not only did that happen, like this other thing happened where we almost died and lost all of our fireworks because we could have died because it was a really dangerous Camry that we were in. Like the kind that used to have that bar that you had to pull to like release the seatbelts in case you were in an auto accident because they were the automatic seatbelts. Kids at home, there was a time where they had automatic seatbelts that choked the fuck out of you. They go, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was a dumb time, a dumb time. But anyway, that was a very minor traffic incident and just was the start of a bunch of bullshit that happened in Ohio. Let's see. So this eventually leads to this other thing that weirdly happened. Most of these are anecdotes about shitty things that happened to me in Ohio is my reasoning.
That's fine.
So, okay, good. I'm just telling you. That's pretty much my format. Anecdotes about being upset in Ohio. So this story is much longer. So you guys have IHOP, right?
Yeah.
International House of Pancakes. We have mixed feelings about them now. This is the whole burger incident. And we're not going to go into that. But we all know that they were wrong and we were all right. So this happened when we didn't have an IHOP. We all have IHOPs in Pennsylvania, but we didn't for a while. Right around this one time, it was around 2005, I think, they started advertising stuffed French toast. I don't know. You guys probably don't remember this because you live a beautiful life just indulging in the sweet delicacies of IHOP. Well, I'm in Western Pennsylvania just eating goddamn sloppy-ass sandwiches covered with French fries and coleslaw. And I can't have this thing, this stuffed French toast. And the thing is, they're playing these commercials for an IHOP that's in Ohio, and we're not even fucking close to it. The closest one's 2 hours away, right? It's just pissing us off. Like, they're just mocking us relentlessly with this delicious stuff. I'm like, why do you even stuff French toast? It's toast. You build things with it. You get stuff. And I'm just like, we got to have this. Fuck you, IHOP. We want this. We're going to go do it. So me and five of my friends, we're like, we're going to go. We're going to border hop because it feels like crossing an international border for me at this point. And
so you were hopping to IHOP, would you say?
Yeah. Yes, I would. It's a clever observation. Anyway, so that night before, we decide what we're going to do is we're going to wake up at 4 in the morning to do this.
They go to fucking IHOP.
Well, and this is the reason why, because my buddy Dan, at like 10 o'clock in the morning, he has an eye doctor appointment that he has to go to in order for him to go into the military, right? He has to go to this optometry appointment. So we're like, we'll just go super early. It will be fine. Nothing will be a problem. And so we all arrive at Dan's house at 4 in the morning. And by all of us, I mean, I am the only person that showed up. Everyone else has bailed. But me and Dan were also like the most like, you know, like how some people in a group just like, they start feeding off each other's energy and they just get all like wrapped up. And then everyone else is like, I'm probably not going to do this, but I'll let them pretend I am. We were those guys, you know?
Oh yeah, sure.
We were just constantly just, ha ha, come on, man, let's do this, you know? And so I arrive at Dan's house and there is it's like a sticky note next to him that says, please wake me up at 4:15. And like there's a pot of coffee that automatically turns on and I wake up Dan and like he kind of like rolls off the couch and he's like he's all discombobulated and so like we have a big ass cup of coffee and we have like another one real quick and we fill up a thermos, right? So we have a shitload of coffee to go with us. Like Dan wakes up, he's all out of it. I remember like he was so out of it, like, you know, he had like cargo, like camo cargo shorts on and like he had this like big ass like dress father's dress sock like attached to him. I'm like, dude, how long has that been attached to you? And he's like, probably all day. I didn't know it was there. So I'm like, dude, put that shit away. So like he stuffs it in his pocket. And so anyway, so we get in the car, we take his mom's Zuzu tracker because we don't want to spend gas money, you know, we want to use his mom's gas. And
just want to burn a gas guzzler.
You know, the Zuzu tracker, you know, and it's like in the back, it's filled with horse equipment. Not equipment for a horse to work, but for one to ride a horse, you know, horse husbandry or whatever. I don't know. Horse staples, stable.
Equestrian.
Yeah. Equestra tools. I don't know, man. I'm not a horse boy. I don't know this shit.
You're a cowboy.
Yeah. I'm a cow. Ooh, that's a callback.
Yeah.
It's naughty. So we get to this car, we throw on like, we're just listening to a bunch of fucking music, having a great fucking time driving down the highway. And it's this beautiful, like, morning, night sky. And we're driving along. And it's like the second we hit the border of Ohio, like, it's like the state knew we were coming, right? Like, immediately two things happen. One, it starts pouring down rain. Just like, and it was like, there was like a wall, you know, like that trailer, like in Lord of the Rings, where like, there's a storm coming and there's a massive storm front moving towards the front of your soldiers. It was like that. And the second thing happened, I don't know if like someone set off a dirty bomb at a sewage plant or something, but for a good 20 miles, there was this persistent, like hellish smell. Like kind of like if you,
were you
like,
around Youngstown?
No, I wasn't, but Youngstown-esque. Youngstown-esque.
Okay. That makes adjacent. Sense, then. That makes sense.
And I don't, I've never, like, this thing, I've driven through Ohio a lot. I've never been, like, stenched before. And I'm not even saying it's a state, maybe just some guy, like, accidentally, like, lit a porta-john on fire with a kerosene lamp. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But the way I would describe this cell is if you took a skunk, right? You know, imagine a normal, healthy skunk, you know, with a French accent and a, you know, a very rapey demeanor, like Looney Tunes depicts. And you took it by its tail and you just, you dipped it right into like a thing of like hot rubber. Okay. And then you pulled it out and then you lit it on fire and then you threw it into a sewage treatment plant. That's what it smelled like.
Oh, wow.
The scene you just described remind me of Christopher Lloyd in Roger Rabbit when he dips the fucking cartoon in the goo or whatever.
Yeah, but he doesn't melt. He becomes more resilient and somehow stinkier. Yeah.
He becomes a toy that you can play with.
Also, fuck Pepe Le Pew, but that's a whole other podcast. I used to love that guy. And I was thought that was like, that's how you chase women. You're just persistent and no matter what. And then I found out that that's not right.
What people don't understand, like, yes, he is super rapey, but like, you know, the original, like he's chasing around a cat. So like he's chasing around pussy. Like people that has often overlooked that, like, there's so much dirty shit in cartoons that, like, I bet, you know, all the animators and, like, because I'm sure you've heard the Disney shit before.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy stuff they do. Like, those animators and shit just had to be like, well, I got to make this interesting for me. So.
Yes. Okay. Chase's pussy.
Well, so, I mean, I guess it's cool in a way because they're like, they're cool with, like, interspecies relationships. So maybe it is more progressive than, like, I thought, like, the one party's unwilling. I don't know. Anyway, there's problems out there in the world. So, Death Stench, it's pouring down rain. We get to the IHOP, right? We're super excited. We're going to stuff ourselves with French toast, use boysenberry sauces, you know. They got lots of different things to pour. Very excited about this situation because we did it. We made it. We have plenty of time. We're going to get right back to Pennsylvania. And we get there. And there's like one car in the parking lot. And they're like, usually there's at least four. You're right. You know, like, yeah. Like you go to a Denny's super late night. It's like suspicious. There's only one. And we get to the door. And that's when we find out that it's only on Fridays and Saturdays that they're open 24 hours.
Oh, no.
So now we have an hour and a half where we just have to wait. And Dan says this to me, which I thought was very silly, but I went along with it because at this point I've had like five cups of coffee. Like I'm fucking wired. Like, I would later relate this experience to being like on cocaine. But at the time I had no baseline reference. So I'm just like, you know, play that fucking Code album again, motherfucker. Let's do it. Like, so he's like, let's go to Denny's. I'm like, dude, we did not come all the way to Ohio to go to Denny's. All right. That's dumb. We're not doing that. That's insane. So we go to Denny's. All right. So we walk into Denny's. And we get more coffee, right? So at this point, we're like at seven or eight cups of coffee. Like, we are fucking wired. We go in, and Dan's like, Derek, you know what we should do? We should get this, like, appetizer thing as an appetizer for IHOP. Like, why don't we get these potato and cheese and bacon fries, right? Derek, it's a late night menu. It's still on. And think about it. Basically, they're breakfast items. And I'm like, okay. Mm-mm. So we eat him. We have this great server. He's a really great guy. He had a limp. He really had a lot of character and personality to make up for that certain physical disability. He was a really great guy. I remember him to this day. He was a really swell guy. He had to put up with a lot of old people. By the way, I've never been in a Denny's at that point at like 5 in the morning, or it's like 5:30, 6 in the morning. Lots of families and old people. That was a terrible experience. Usually when I go, there's degenerates, knees, you know, just trash human beings. So, okay, so it's like, it's 7 o'clock now or whatever time it is. We need to get to go. We go over to IHOP. We walk in. We're like, oh, we're so glad you're open. And we sit down at a table and we have like the opposite of this server now. Like we have like, if that guy was just like, I don't know, we'll call him a character, like a really nice build. Now we have like the Karen equivalent of servers. Just this upset woman who's ruined her life through the service industry in Ohio. This woman who, like, begrudgingly gives us a craft of coffee, you know, who, like, gives us a bunch of shit about, like, our orders. Just shitty stuff, you know? Like, I'm sorry. Listen, it's not my fault you got knocked up at 18 and you live in who's it fuck Ohio, okay? Steubenville. Well, not Steubenville. I don't remember the town. There's the town with an IHOP in Ohio. Leave me alone. Stop giving me that look, Jeremy.
I'm trying.
So, I know the story sounds good. We're getting to the point of it. So we eat, we both order it. We get an extra stack of pancakes cause they cost like 20 cents there. It's crazy. Putting all kinds of sauces, eating coffee. We're so glad we did it. We made it and we're going to leave and we're talking to this server and we're checking out, and you know, we're not douchebags. We're gonna tip this lady, and you know, we're like, we're just so glad that you guys opened up early today, you know, and we really appreciate it. You know, we tried getting here early. Came all the way from Pennsylvania, and she's like, really, you came all the way here to eat stuffed French toast? We're like, yeah. And she's like, well, you know, you didn't have to wait that long. You know, we were open that whole time, and we realized that we misread the sign, like so. Whoa. So, and by the way, that's not a knock on Ohio. That's a knock on the public education system of Western Pennsylvania for reading comprehension. That's not Ohio's fault. That's me. So, like, we just dicked her out. At this point, we were just so fucking jacked up. And we're just like, all right, we're going to go home. And we're driving home. And we're going to drive. We get on the fucking turnpike. And we're just like, we're so happy with ourselves. Please, full bellies, you know, open minds, big hearts. Probably going to get heart disease, however that phrase goes. And... Yeah. My friend Danny's sitting next to me driving his mom's Isuzu Tracker and turns to me and he makes this face and he's just like, for those of you who can't see this, just imagine a real squinchy turn where like your whole body just kind of like caves in a little bit, like you're suddenly slowly becoming a raisin, and he just kind of scrunches up and he looks at me and says, Derek, I have to go to the bathroom.
No kidding.
And I know, like, really, like, I know that, like, his whole expression, his whole demeanor is not, I gotta go take a leak. This is, my body's gonna detonate.
Yep. Yeah.
And at the exact same moment, I look out the window, or, like, not moments, like, very close to this moment, and I look, and it says, next rest stop, Pennsylvania, 34 miles!
Oh.
And I just start laughing my ass off. Because I'm like, oh, my God, my friend Dan is going to shit his pants and his mom's a Isuzu Tracker, and there's not a fucking thing we can do about this. And I am howling. Like, I am pounding. And he's like, shut the fuck up. And he's punching me. Like, he's really pissed off about the situation. And I'm like, dude, you're going to have to pull off on the side of the highway. And he's like, there's no fucking way I'm doing that. And like, 5 miles later, it's like, I'm definitely doing this.
Yeah, no shit, dude. Yeah. You got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, right? So we pull off to like one of those places where you can see those like big sound walls where there's like a community. Yeah. And there's like, it's like right before this bridge. Right. And so Dan's just looking anywhere. So he has like definitely, so he can like hide behind something. So like the whole, like half of the state does not see him take a wicked dump on the side of the highway. And at one point, like he kind of sneaks down this hill a little bit. And I'm like, and then by the way, the whole time I am the worst friend during all this. I am hysterically just cackling over this whole thing. And I see him coming back up the hill at one point, and he gets in the car. He's like, I didn't go. And I'm just laughing even harder now. I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, there's too much. There's a thing. I couldn't see it. I couldn't do it. Oh, my God. So we drive, like, another 2 miles, and we find, like, another pull-off. And they have one of these sound walls, but there's a break in this fence, and there's, like, this ravine. And mind you, the whole time, there's this awful stench in the air, and there is rain coming down like a motherfucker. So he's soaked from this first trip, right? And so finally there's this break in the fence and there's this big muddy hill and I see him like kind of going down and I see him like disappear and I'm just like, and I'm laughing. So I'm just having a great time living my life. And then I don't know what exactly happened. I just finally laughed too much. And it was just like my side just went like, and I projectile fucking vomit. All over the front of the fucking of this car. Oh. Like into an air vent, all over the fucking dashboard. Like I don't know what I finally did, but just hot coffee and cheese fries and all this shit just like just god awful hell scream. I just get in, I managed to throw open the door to get the second like charge like out the door. It's in the cup holder now. It's fucking everywhere. And I'm just like, I'm not going to lie. I laughed a little bit more after it happened. It's like, I was just like caught. Like, I get it caught in like a laughing jag. Like, everything's just so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Fucking dying. Puking everywhere. I finally get out of the car and I go into the back and I find like a horse towel because that's the only thing they have back there. And it's not even, it's destroyed. Like, it's completely covered with vomit. And then I hear Dan yelling from the hill, like down this ravine. And I'm like, and like I kind of come wandering down, like to the edge of it. And I just get to the edge, and there's like this like chicken kind of barb. There's not chicken, like just kind of like crappy chicken fencing.
Yeah.
And like I can see Dan probably about 10, 20 yards down, and he's like, Derek, I need something to clean myself up with. And, like, I look back and, like, I've destroyed the only thing. And, like, I can see his bare ass. Like, I can see that, like, he's covered with mud. And I, moments as I was approaching before, I distinctly heard the sound of mud slapping mud, if that gives you any idea how close of a timetable this is all happening. And so I'm tearing apart the vehicle. And I asked him, like, do you want this, like, I found a maxi pad. He's like, no, I'm not using a maxi pad.
Why not?
I don't know, man. He was, I don't know. It was a crazy situation. And then I thought back on our interactions from earlier in the day. And I'm like, hey, Dad, use that sock. He's like, what? I'm like, that sock that was attached to you. He's like, that's my dad's sock. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. So,
sock. But he put it in his pocket, didn't he?
He did. So he pulled it out. That sock still lives in Ohio to this day. And we get back into the car, and we're both, I'm covered with vomit. He's covered with mud and or shit or some, you know, some combination of the two. We get back across the border, and we make it almost all the way to the doctor's office before we have to pull over again into a 7-Eleven. They argued with us about letting us in because of how trashed they thought we were drunk or something. Like we were just, and so anyway, we go to the bathroom again. I get him to the optometry office like 20 minutes late because of all this crazy shit that's happened. And the optometrist, was very nice. They gave us a change of clothes. They gave me like a bottle of water. I was like wearing scrubs, and it was really funny that we told the optometrist a much, you know, core concise version of this story than I told you guys. And they're like, oh, how much coffee did you drink? And we're like, I don't know, like 9 or 10 cups. They're like, well, you know, coffee is like a mild diuretic, right? Or in large quantities sitting in your system, your body will just reject that amount of caffeine because it thinks you're going to die. And we're like, oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. So anyway, that was an experience I had in Ohio that slightly tainted my feelings about that state.
I can't imagine why that would taint your feelings. I mean, that's an adventure. That's an adventure in your body, mind, and soul.
Yeah, I didn't have pancakes for like a week after that, man. It was a dark time.
I mean, that doesn't sound like an Ohio problem as much as like a Derek and his friend problem.
We're blaming Ohio, okay? Listen, I know you're probably super right about that, but I need someone to blame in this story. And I need a scapegoat.
Might as well blame a state.
Yeah.
Well, I've had the stuffed French toast from IHOP, and I can assure you that is a frequent thing that happens after you have stuffed French toast. It just comes exploding out of you.
Yeah. IHOP's not the best institution, I found out later. But, like, when you can't have it, it seems magical.
Yeah. I once drove from San Francisco to Eugene, Oregon, just so I could have a cigarette in an IHOP.
I remember that story.
Dude, that's amazing.
My family was worried about me because they couldn't find me. So I had to call them on a payphone in Eugene going, I wanted to have a cigarette in an IHOP. So I drove like a day to do that. It was a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
Right through the Shasta and all that. But,
I love that Shasta is a place because for a while I'm like, no, that's a soda.
Yeah.
And it was both.
Is it still though? I've not seen that shit around in like 15, 20 years.
I used to always see it in dollar stores. Like that's the place I like originally encountered it. Like
when I met a new old person, they had Shasta at their place.
Yeah? Would you like a Shasta?
It's like, no, I do not want a Shasta, but thank you. I do not want a Shasta. I do not want ribbon candy. I do not want toffee, but thank you.
Ribbon candy. I saw how that shit's made once, and I was like, this is so complicated to make really bad candy. Like, why do you put this much effort into something that's not that good?
Well, because old people buy
Shasta
it.
Shasta is what Juggalos drink when they get older.
Faygo's too sugary for me, man. I gotta watch my beets.
Yep.
Watching the sugar.
No, the way that was definitely a reckoning point in culture when the gathering of the Juggalos was canceled this year, I was like, wow, this is a dark time. Even the Juggalos have to admit that, like, shit's fucked. Like,
the truly darkest carnival.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, because that place is, like, disease central. So they just had to know.
Yeah,
somebody was going to spread it.
Oh, for sure. Like, if you had to, like, if there was, like, a betting pool, like, which festival this year will spread the most COVID or, like, have the most, like, effect, like, that would have been, like, the number, like, 1-1, like, 2-1 odds or, like, whatever it would break down to.
Well, considering it seems like it's a lot of the rich people that are spreading it now, I'd go with Coachella.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. There's no Coachella this year, guys. What are we going to do? Man, like, the thing that I would – all those festivals, like, when I first heard, I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of fun. I'd love to go there. Then I realized it's just like, oh, it's a bunch of rich assholes.
Fuck that. Dude, I've had people trying to get me to go to, like, Fest and fucking Riot Fest for years. And I'm like, I am not going to pay hundreds of dollars to see a band that is meant to be seen in front of, like, maybe – 2,000-3,000 people with like 1,800,000 people outside. Just fuck that. I have no interest in going to a festival ever.
Yeah,
I will only go if I get booked.
There you go. The last like music festival I was even, that's not completely true, but one of the best music festivals I've been to was actually in Ohio. I think it was at Nelson's Ledges. Like,
oh, really?
I don't like, I'm not like a Grateful Dead guy at all. Like, I don't, like, they're fine. Like, I don't have a lot of strong feelings, but, like, I don't mind them. Like,
mm-hmm.
My buddies, every year they went to Grateful Fest out there. And this is the thing. I've never done that before. And I had the best fucking time because the moment I walked into that place till about 10 hours after I drove home, I was stoned out of my fucking gourd. Like, yeah. just mountains of drugs just pouring in all day long. And I'm just, like, cooking and going to, like, shows and, like, just, like, I remember, they thought I was some kind of magic man because I brought, like, 3 cases of Yuengling and no one – the Ohio still didn't have Yuengling at the time. And people were like, it's a magic beer. I think you drank enough, but you're like, oh, it's just beer. It's fine. Yeah. But, like, I had the best time when I was there. Like, I didn't care shit about the music. Like, I had – most of the bands, like, there was a lot of – there was definitely, like, Grateful Dead cover bands. There was, like, Dark Star Orchestra or something. And, but there was also, like, another kind of, like, ravey area. Like, that was super fun. And, like, I distinctly remember there's this one part, me and my buddy Josh are standing there, and this guy just slides up to us, and all he is underwear, and he has shit written all over him, and Sharpie, and he has 2 glow sticks, and he's just going. He turns to us, and he's just like, I just take an ecstasy, and we're like, we know. We fucking know. It was the most, it was like, you remember, you ever see that one video where it's like the ABCs of drugs and like each drug is like shown and the effect it has on the person? It was like that guy was ecstasy. He was the avatar. Like, he had a good body, man. I mean, I'm good for him. Like, if I was doing that, I would look like a fat diaper baby. Like, he was just in his skibbies. Like, so.
Yeah,
that's one I just did ecstasy. I know.
It's one of the many reasons I've never done ecstasy is because, like, as soon as the clothes come off, nobody else is having a good time.
That's why you got to make everyone take ecstasy.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple times. I've liked it. I've had a good time.
Yeah. I just can't do it. I just, I don't need a drug that makes me hornier. I have enough problems.
Yeah, it does. It does. That's why it's, like, it's good to do it with, like, with a partner. Like, you hang out. If you do want to get that way, it's awesome. And if you don't, you're just, like, chatty and you feel great.
Yeah. Well, that was the other problem. I did that one of those N-bombs, like the designer drug that's supposed to be like acid, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, one of those. Like, any two, one, eight. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the plan with that was, like, we're just going to trip and have a good time. But then it made me horny like ecstasy, and the person I was with was not down. So I was just miserable, like on the verge of tears because no one would touch me for about 8 hours.
Oh, Jeremy, you should have called me. I would have came and touched you. Oh,
I couldn't use the phone. It was glowing too much.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, like last time I took a hit of acid, like I took just a hit. Like I've been doing like more, I've done smaller doses recently. I used to always take like 4. or five, just like went to space camp, you know? But recently I've been doing more microdosing or like just like one hit at a time. And it's much more reasonable. But like last time we took like, I think we took three for the first time in a while. And I just remembered like picking up my phone and I'm just like, oh my God, who put God in this rectangle? It's just the light just like streamed into my face. I'm just like, nope.
Yep.
That's not how I live. Huh?
My least favorite thing with tripping is just watching people's faces start turning into weird expressions on whenever I'm looking at. It doesn't matter if I'm watching a movie, if I'm looking at my phone, if I'm looking at the computer. They all get that Albert Einstein face where they're like, yeah, for no reason.
Yeah, dude. My one friend, like I helped her, I get some acid and she's like, oh, don't worry. I'm super excited. I've already prepared my house. I've taken down all the mirrors. And I'm like, wait, what? Why? She's like, oh, if I stare at a mirror, while I'm on any kind of hallucinogen, I will freak the fuck out. Guaranteed. She's like, I'm like, really? She's like, I'm like, how many times has it happened? She's like five or six. I'm like, okay, I guess that's a good reason. Like, don't, no reflective surfaces for you. Like,
yeah.
It should not take you that many times to figure that out.
Though. Yeah, right.
Like,
you know,
like that's if that's a terrifying thing. That's like if it happens once, like okay, if it happens twice, then you fucking know. Like, all right, this ain't for me.
It's like with Gizmo and Gremlins. Like, listen, man, you know you shouldn't be fed at a certain time. You shouldn't have any fucking water around you, but you keep enabling these situations. So it's really on you when it comes down to it. Like, you're kind of an asshole.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, God, absolutely.
Sons of bitches.
They are sons of bitches. So the only time, the first time I remember you being in Ohio, you and your cohorts ate a bunch of edibles and passed out at my friend Camille's house.
Yes, I do remember that. She had that steamroller, that one piece. I distinctly remember because I've never smoked out of one since. I've smoked out of like smaller ones, but that one was like this huge like blue like roll. It was just huge. I mean, it wasn't huge. It was like maybe like this size.
I haven't
smoked
out of one of those in forever.
Yeah, I never see them like ever. Dude, there was a cat like inside the couch or like by the couch that like tore the shit out of my hand. Like I was all fucked up and I was just like, and like I would just keep playing with it. And it would just scratch the crap out of me.
Yeah. Ripley was not the nicest cat.
Yeah, that cat was a bastard. Mm. And I think what we both ate edibles, but you guys sent us home with a plate of them, which was very nice, which was a very nice move. But I remember TJ, it was his car and he wouldn't let anyone else drive it. He kept eating them as we were driving home. And like, we didn't keep telling him to stop, but like, I was like in the front seat and I was just too high in Pridmore, you know, just passed out in the back. And I just like, no, stop. I was stoned for days. Dude, later, this is another funny edible story from TJ. TJ, I maybe about a year after this happened, TJ moved out to California. I inherited his open mic. He was supposed to go out for a week to go work on a weed farm, and he just never came back to Pennsylvania, which is good for him. He, you know. But anyway, a couple of years later, he came back to visit one summer night. And he comes in, he's just growing spliffs the whole fucking time, like cigarettes. He's not smoking any regular cigarettes. Which is like, okay, that's fine. That's how you want to live your life. I remember I was driving around, so it wasn't that big of a deal. We go back to my house, and there's a couple of my friends, like him and Zach, and he puts down this bag of weed chocolate. I've had weed chocolate before. It's like, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, usually squares, like, we're usually roughly about, like, you know, like 25 milligrams. And I know I can usually take 50, 75, no sweat. Like,
yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And anyway, I take out a square and I pop it in, and my one buddy Zach stands there. He's like, were you paying attention to what he said? He's like, that's hemp chocolate. It's not what you think you just ate. Like, you ate like a heroic dose of hemp chocolate. I'm like, what are you talking about? And like, I ate like 200 milligrams of hemp chocolate is what it was. Like, you're supposed to take like this little bitty bit.
Yeah.
And so like an hour later, everyone's out of my apartment. Everyone's like went home or got a lift or something. And I am trying to watch this episode of Parks and Recreation but I can't get past the first 2 minutes because I can't remember what's happening. Like, I know, I it's just, there was a scene with April Ludgate and handsome Mick Guardian's face, and I just kept watching it over and over and over again. It's like, you know, that kind of high where you wake up the next day and you're still completely high and like nothing's changed. And then you got to go to work and then you got to deal with other human beings. It took until like, I think like 4 or 5 in the afternoon the next day for it to go away.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. I mean, it was awesome in a way, but like it's a certain point where it's like, you do want it to turn off. Like, you want it to go away. It's not as fun anymore. You know, like the state of Ohio. We're back on topic. We did it. We're back. There are like I could like I was like thinking about this like over like I had a list of like a bunch of ideas. One of them was like people like ideas to like hate on. One of them was like people who lie on the internet. But like that's such a broad topic. Like that's such like a broad thing. And I was just thinking about like all the shit that's happened. But like there's also like serious reasons to hate Ohio. Like the whole like swing state bullshit that got certain people elected. Which is not most of your – I know it's not your two's fault, I assume. Is it your two's fault?
No, no, definitely not. I'm on the right side of history, Derek.
Good, good. But there's that, like, I don't – like, the whole, like, Cleveland Police Department can suck my fat dick. Like, not only my friend – when my friend Hunter's car was stolen in the city, when they found it later, then they tried to charge him for it. Like,
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a bunch of cockholes. Fuck them.
Oh, they are.
But, like this is true. Like, I learned about systemic racism from the Cleveland police. I think the East Cleveland police. Like, someone did a documentary on them. And, like, I've always been, like, one of those guys. It's like, nah, man, there's bad police officers, but generally they're good. And East Cleveland Police Department, when I listened to this thing, like, it blew my fucking mind. Because the thing that fucked me up so bad wasn't that there weren't good cops, there were plenty of good cops, but it's that the good cops wouldn't do anything about the bad cops and just went along with it. And it's like, that's systemic racism. Like, if you have these racist people and you don't do anything or you protect them just because they're a cop and not because of their actions, it's like, well, the whole system's fucked. And that's fine if you guys feel differently, I don't know.
We hate cops. All
right, good, good, okay.
Fucking hate cops.
Like, and I was just like, after that, I'm like, fuck the police? Like, it blew my mind. Like, I couldn't believe, like, I just never knew how fucked it was. And that's like, I mean, that's like the definition of white privilege. Like, every time I get shaken down, they're like, sir, are you smoking any dope? And I'm like, no. They're like, you're good to go. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my first encounter with racist cops was in Akron. And not even with Akron PD. This is with University of Akron PD.
Really?
Yeah, they took one of my boys who was passed out drunk.
It's like being a rail cop.
Yeah, it really is. But they took this kid that was passed out drunk in front of his dorm room because we used to sit out by this heat grate and smoke cigarettes all night. So he just went there because he was too drunk to go upstairs. And the cops dragged him out to the station and beat the shit out of him for no reason. Oh, there was a reason. He's brown.
Yeah.
And he ended up missing his appointment with the military the next day because he was going to ship out. And because he was in jail, he missed it and missed his chance to go kill for the States. So, I mean, you know, there's some good and some bad there.
But, yeah, I guess. Like, yeah, we stopped him from becoming a Jughead or whatever the fuck was going to happen to him. But
kill or get your ass kicked. And, yeah, you pick.
Like, yeah. I mean, I do know a lot of people in the military who, at least I know, are decent people. But at the same time, like, I also know an equal amount of, like, dipshit. So it's like, gotta go. I think it's just, like, a people thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of those dipshits end up being cops.
Yeah. Yeah, it really attracts a certain kind of people. Like, people are like, oh, wow, I saw this on TV. This looks great. Like,
yeah, we call them cunts.
Yeah.
It's like, this whole time, it's like really made me like question my relationship with like shows that like seem innocuous, but I'm like, is this like Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a show that I adore? And like, people are like, no, it's a fantasy. And this, like, that's what the show is like. It's just a cop fantasy show. I'm like, Yes, that's how I'll view it for now.
I mean, like, one of my all-time favorite shows is Reno 911.
Oh, yeah.
Does it depict, like, actual life? No, aside from the fact that cops are fucking morons.
They blew up the Rock in the movie. That was such a good time. That's honestly one of my favorite tracking shots of all time is in that movie when they're all in the different hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, going along. It's a real, like, I like the movie, but, like, that shot is, like, a really just fun thing they could have never done in the show. And I always like when they do something like that. They have to take something from the show and they make it into, like, a bigger, funner thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what else has happened to you in Ohio that has given you such a distaste for our state?
Okay, let's see. What other shitty things? All the speeding tickets. Like, I just, like, the butt-fucking aggressiveness of the state cops, or your highway patrol, or whatever the fuck they're called here. It's always different. I hate that your state is so goddamn flat, and it just makes sense that speed limit should be 900 miles an hour, so I can get the
right.
All I want to do is get the fuck out of that state to go to wherever else I'm going, and it's always just like, I gotta drive 65, because, like, I've gotten on one trip when I was younger in college. We got a speed ticket going through, we got a speeding ticket going back through. And both times, we got popped at five miles over. They're like, you're 5 miles over, which is biggest load of horse shit. Like, just super crippity crap. Always pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to get a lot of speeding tickets from stateies. It's just what it is.
Yeah, they're scumbags. Another thing I don't like about Ohio. This is weird. Have you ever been to Cincinnati?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't have a problem generally with Cincinnati. I mean, it's fine. There was a Hustler store there. That was kind of cool. Like, that was kind of neat. But, dude, strip clubs there are weird. Like, I'm not really a strip club guy, but I was taken there once. And there's two across the street from each other. One's, like, called the Brass Bull. Or, like, the Brass Donkey, and then another one's called, like, the Brass Ass, and they're, like, right across the street from them. And they aren't allowed to have strippers, like, there, because, you know, ordinance or something. So the way the dancing works is it's a lady very scandalously dressed, and she is just cleaning the stage with a rag constantly. I'm serious, and she does it in a very fancy – it's, like, the way they get around this law. And so – we go into the one place, and I'm like, okay, this is dumb. Like, I don't want an expensive drink. I don't want to hang out here, really. Like, I don't do this. Like, well, let's go over to the one across the street. It's way better. It's called the Brass Ass. So I'm like, okay, maybe there'll actually be a butt there. And no, it's the exact same situation. But we're inside, and this lady comes over to me and these two other guys. And she starts screaming at us because she's like, I saw you motherfuckers across the street over at the Brass Donkey before. And then you came over here, you fucking unloyal pieces of shit. And, like, she's yelling at us. And, like, we're like, we didn't know there was a beef war. Like, which is like, oh, there's just two clubs right across the street from one another. So we're getting yelled at by a stripper now, which is even more uncomfortable because there's another lady cleaning the stage. It was a really bad situation. I didn't care for it. Then I went to one of the best pizza.
Beef war.
yes it was, and it was just, the whole experience was off. Never gotten yelled at by strippers before, like, and it hurt in a way that I didn't expect it to hurt.
And they're not paying you, you'd be paying them, so you'd think that they would fucking know what's up.
It seemed like the silliest system I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I don't even, like, I don't, like, I'm not a strip club guy, like, it's really not my thing. It's a pretty bizarre situation. Like, it's like, here's a social contract. I'm going to sit at a table. You're going to crab walk your vagina in front of me. You're going to rub it for an indeterminate amount of time. And then I'm going to give you a dollar, which is decreased in value for the past however long, or deflated in value. And I'm still going to give you the same dollar that I would have given you in 1980. And then you're going to crab walk your way over to another guy and rub your vagina around until the next, you know, Maserati comes out. It's just a weird situation, man. Like, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, the first time I was, like, bought a lap dance, like, I didn't know I was supposed to get off from it. Like, I was like, wait, what? I thought you just rub your butt on me. And it's fun. We have a nice conversation. I ask you about the workplace environment, you know, how HR is treating you.
Yeah.
That's what I always do. I don't know what the fuck to talk to him about. I'm just like, how's work?
I've only been to 2 strip clubs in my life, and like my thought process on it is, why would I pay for something I know I can get for free?
Yeah.
Well, you don't necessarily.
Oh, also this.
Just with strip clubs, you know, you can get like the better stuff if you just have a little bit of cocaine. So strip clubs are a lot of fun when you have drugs.
But like at the same time, like this happened to me in an. Okay, weirdly, I feel like this is portraying me as like a strip club band. But the other weird, the only other strip club experience I've ever had in Ohio was a place that I'm not going to name. But we went in, me and another comic, because there was like nothing else to do at like right. midnight. And we'll say this was in the greater Youngstown region.
Okay. I think I know where you went. Okay. But okay.
And we went in and we are in the front, and like there's in the front of the house, it's like there's no stripping. Like, but there's like lots of scantily clad women, and we have a couple drinks. We can smoke cigarettes, and we're honestly, me and him were having a better time talking and just talking to the girls. And they're like, but if you want like some real action, you want to go into the back. And we're like, well, we'll take a look, you know, just make sure everything's okay. And we go into the back, and I don't know if it was quiet or I don't know what, but we go and they're like, yeah, it's $10 to get in. And we go in, and there's one girl dancing, which just looked fine. But then immediately we sit down, and she starts getting into a fight with a verbal altercation with another girl on the stage. They get off, and they're having like a real serious cryy conversation. And there's nothing, and we're just sitting at this table like,
I just paid $10 to watch them fight.
And they're fighting, and then they go into the back, and they are clearly the two, like, I hate to say this, but, like, the two most attractive ones. And then this girl comes out who's clearly been dealing with this fight, and she comes over, and she's like, yeah, so we're not going to do any dancing right now, but here's our rates for these following things. Hand job's going to be $50. Blah, blah, blah is going to be this. We generally don't do sex, but a blowjob will be this. And then, of course, we need to tip out these guys over here. So is anyone interested? And I'm just like, holy shit, you just laid it all out. Like, there was no coded language.
Like
there
a menu. No,
yeah. Like, it was just like, okay, listen, I want to make money tonight. Like, I will give you guys a hand job like right now. And like, I just blew my mind that someone was just like, here you go. This is how it breaks down. Here's the rules. Here's what we're going to do it. Blah, 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 blah. And like, of course we didn't like take them up on it or anything. Like, cause we're out of pieces of shit. But it blew. I was like, damn, I've just never had anyone just like swear. And I know I should also say that I don't think you're necessarily a piece of shit if you pay for sex, as long as everyone is about what you're doing.
But yeah, anyway. as long as the person selling is it's on their terms.
Yeah,
I have no problem with
it. Yeah, I don't have any problem with it either. That I feel like that actually degrades like sex workers. It just caught me so off guard in Ohio without, because we also didn't solicit it. Like, we just came in to like check it out. Like, we were bored, and that's what happened.
Yeah, and then it was just congratulations. You have found. You found a blowjob from a moderately attractive woman.
Yeah. Damn, I've never seen women fight like that in a strip club. And then just nothing was happening. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm going to leave. Like, so we went back over the other side. Like, we're like, you just keep her fucking buddy, man. Like,
fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Derek, where can we find you on the internet?
Right now you can find me at derekminto.com, DereKminto. You can also find me on the Facebooks, the Twitter machine, the Instagrams. I'm not super active on there because I haven't had a lot of shows or anything to push out. You can also always check out Burning Bridges Comedy Club. It's where I produce all my shows in the city of Pittsburgh. And once, you know, everything – I don't know what the rules are in Ohio right now. There's a lot of confusion about live entertainment. But hopefully soon we'll be able to start putting on some live shows again doing that.
Here in Ohio, they're coming back out, and I'm not ready. So
yeah, like I've worked in a couple of bars over the past like week just to make some little bit of scratch, because I mean that's all I've been doing for the past 2 years is making money off comedy, and I just need some income. But like I totally respect people not wanting to go out yet. I think you're probably smarter than me Take your time. Like, when you feel safe, come out. Like, and I just, we're probably not quite there yet.
Fair enough.
Is what I think. But hopefully soon.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Ohio as much as Derek Mento.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a repeat offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.